Broadcasting. Now it's time for jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And let's get started with some Kenny Garrett. Thank you. Kenny Garrett, starting out this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Welcome, listeners. My name's Ken. Couple hours great jazz music coming up ahead of you. And that starting out was Kenny Garrett from his brand new album called Seeds from the Underground. And we heard the track called Boogity Boogity, featuring Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Benito Gonzalez on piano, Hartford's own Nat Reeves on bass, Ronald Bruner on drums, and Rudy Bird on percussion. We've seen an awful lot of great live music this summer, as we're heading maybe into two-thirds or three-quarters of the summer gone by, but the live music has been memorable, as we have gone to very many great jazz festivals, as chronicled here on this show and podcast. North Sea Jazz Festival, last week at the Newport Jazz Festival, and tomorrow headed to the Litchfield Jazz Festival. But also New York City. New York City, always a hot spot of great live jazz music. And that's where we saw Kenny Garrett a few weeks ago on a Tuesday night, surprised to find that he was doing a live concert at the Apple Store, of all places, in Soho in New York City. And they just put on a banging show. Played for 2.5 hours straight. Even after the store had closed down for the night, Kenny Garrett just kept going with his full quintet, doing a great show. And of course, they played that piece and many, many more from his album, Seeds from the Underground. So that was a memorable evening. After that, Claire and I actually headed down to the Village to hit the clubs down there. And we discovered a band that we had known very little about to that point. But we saw the LaBeouf brothers over at the 55 Bar. And I've got something from their album. They laid us onto their album called In Praise of Shadows. I wanted to play something for that from that album right now. This one's called D to D. LaBeouf Brothers from the album In Praise of Shadows. And we heard a track called D to D, and that features Remy LaBeouf on alto sax, bass clarinet, and tenor sax, Pascal LaBeouf on piano and keyboards. Mike Ruby also added on tenor sax, as well as Linda O on bass, Henry Cole on drums. On that one was Nerf Felder on guitar. And that is a great sound, and it's a really fine album. I hate to have to just play one track from that album, because it's one of those CDs that kind of needs to be listened to in its entirety, as one track kind of leads into another, and it's a whole composition in and of itself. So, but you heard a piece of it there with D to D. We saw the LaBeouf Brothers, as I mentioned, at the 55 Bar in New York City a couple weeks ago. And they put on a great show. Also, coming up, actually going on right now, is the Litchfield Jazz Festival. So I wanted to definitely talk about that a little bit. It started out on Friday night with their gala event and then continued on. The main events were today and tomorrow. And today, during the afternoon, they heard from some great artists like Helen Sung, Avery Sharp, Ambrose Akinmusari, Gary Smullyan, who's the artist in residence. Benny Green must have been a great show in the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. But there's still time to get to the Litchfield Jazz Festival. Actually, Dirty Dozen Brass Band starts at 8:45. Benny Green Quartet starts at 7. So if you head right down over to the Goshen Fairgrounds, there's still plenty of music to be played tonight. But tomorrow they've got a full lineup of artists as well, and Claire and I are headed down to see that. So I wanted to talk about the Litchfield Jazz Festival for a little bit. As I mentioned, going on at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. And the lineup for tomorrow is going to be Gregoire Moret Quartet, a fine harmonica player who's making a lot of waves in the jazz scene. Definitely is going to be worth seeing starting at noontime tomorrow. And that's followed at 1:30 by the Donnie McCaslin Group. And then the great master of the flute, playing going back from way back when, in the probably in the late 60s and definitely the early 70s, is Hubert Laws. And he's going to have his quartet here at 3:30. And then one of my favorite artists, just a great alto sax player, someone who we've actually seen a few times already this summer, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. And that would be the Miguel Zenon Quartet. And it's going to end up at 7 o'clock. Actually, Miguel starts at 5:15. And then the final artist of the festival is going to be Kevin Mahogany and Dave Stryker's Kansas City Swing at 7 p.m. So I want to do a little set dedicated to the Litchfield Jazz Festival. And definitely, if you like live jazz music, and who wouldn't? You definitely need to get down to the Litchfield Jazz Festival, which takes place, as I mentioned, at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. So let's start with Donnie McCaslin. I've got queued up Donnie McCaslin from his latest CD, Perpetual Motion. And I'm going to play this one for my wife, Claire. And the title is Claire. Thank you. Hubert Laws from a recently re-release of an album done back in the 70s on CTI Records. Name of the album is In the Beginning. And you heard, of course, John Coltrane's composition, Moment's Notice. That one features Hubert Laws on flute, Ron Carter on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, Erto on percussion, Gene Bertoncini on guitar. And on that one, it was Bob James on piano. And if there was an additional tenor saxophone, that was played by Ronnie Laws as well. So what a lineup. Great lineup on that re-release of the Hubert Laws album In the Beginning. Before that, we heard from Donnie McCaslin from his, I think it's his latest release. It's a couple of years old now. And the album's called Perpetual Motion. And we heard the track called Claire. I think it was named after Donnie McCaslin's wife, Claire, as is the name of my wife as well, as listeners to this radio show and podcast already know. But that track featured Donnie McCaslin on tenor sax, Adam Benjamin on Fender Rhodes and piano, Tim Lefevre on electric bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. Great drummer. We saw him last weekend at the Newport Jazz Festival playing with Pat Metheny, but he does a great job here as well. And those two great artists are playing over at the Litchfield Jazz Festival in Goshen, Connecticut, at the Goshen Fairgrounds, right next to the town of Litchfield. And that is going on tomorrow, starting at noontime and running probably till about 8:30 or 9 at night. So there's definitely time to make your plans to head out to the Goshen Fairgrounds tomorrow to check out the Litchfield Jazz Festival. I'm going to get back to that in a second, but I don't want to forget to talk about some other things going on tonight. Live music going on. Definitely, it's great to get out and see the live music and support these musicians. They do such a fine job. We are so lucky to have such great musicians here in the Hartford area. And you can see some of them tonight. Fine trumpeter Ricky Alfonso is leading his group over at the Buttonwood Tree tonight. They're in Middletown, Connecticut, right on the main drag there in Middletown. If you live around here, I'm sure you know where the Buttonwood Tree is. And that's going to be tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, running from 8 till 10. And along with Ricky on trumpet, there'll be Chris Casey on keyboards, Brian Jenkins on bass, and Tito Holdcamp on drums. So that should be a fine quartet. Definitely worth heading down to Middletown and checking that out. Also going on tonight is at the Masala Restaurant is the Beatnik Entertainment Jazz Series. And this one is going to feature Nikki Mathis and the African American Quartet. And that's going to be over at the Royal Masala Restaurant on Main Street in Hartford, 391 Main Street to be precise. In Hartford, so I definitely want to get down to see that as well. Lots going on here in Connecticut this summer. There's been just a lot of great jazz music, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it later. I want to get back to the Litchfield Jazz Festival. Also coming up, we heard from Donnie McCaslin and Hubert Laws, and Gregoire Marais, the great harmonica player, is going to be leading off the festival, and then it's going to be Miguel Zanon, one of my favorite alto sax players, so I want to play a couple from Miguel. We're going to go to his album called Awake. This is Penta. Thank you. That was Miguel Zenon, two from Miguel. The first one you heard was called Penta from the album Awake. And the last one you heard was from Miguel Zenon's recent album called Alma Adentro, the Puerto Rican songbook. And you heard the track called Tiemblas. Yeah. And that one features, actually they both featured the same core quintet, that being Miguel Zenon on alto sax, Louis Padermo on piano, Hans Glauschwig on bass, and Henry Cole on drums. That's a quartet. The last one you heard also features Guillermo Klein doing the conducting and arranging of a small violin and horn section that went along with that. Yes, time now is 7 o'clock. You're listening to WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And we're kind of going through some of the great artists that are going to appear at the Litchfield Jazz Festival tomorrow, Sunday, at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. And we're going to finish up with the artists that will be finishing up the Litchfield Jazz Festival tomorrow night. And that's Dave Stryker and Kevin Mahogany and their Kansas City Review. And we're going to hear from each of those artists right now. Hopefully you'll know these songs you're about to hear. They're standards, I would say. Starting with Dave Stryker, we're going to hear It Was a Very Good Year. And that'll be followed by Kevin Mahogany with Nature Boy. Let's listen. Thank you.
was a boy, a very strange, enchanting boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. But then one day, that magic day, he passed my way. While we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you will ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. It is just to love and be loved in return.
Lord,
Kevin Mahogany from the album Another Time, Another Place. You heard that great standard, Nature Boy. That's one of Claire's favorites. So I was glad to play that tonight. And a great lineup on this album as well. Recorded back in 1997. It's Kevin Mahogany on vocals, Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Dave Stryker on guitar, Ben Wolf on bass, and Clarence Penn on drums. And Dave Stryker is going to be...